the National Unity Day. Well, the National Ministry of Youth and Sports with partners is hosting next week the National Unity Day. Now, the main goal is to promote peace and social cohesion through sports. To learn more about the event, we are joined by Mr. Edward Satima Yogo, Director General of Ministry of Youth and Sports. Yes, good morning, sir, and thank you so much for making our time to speak to us this morning.
Good morning, Irene, for having me this morning in breakfast show.
Yes, and you are with us in Radio Miraya. Yes, just tell us about this event and what is the theme this year?
This event is called National Unity Day, and we started this program since 2016, and it was with the collaboration with the JICA, and then other partners that came in. And the theme is still the same. We are doing the National Unity Day for social cohesion and peace and social cohesion in our country.
Okay, so what's the main goal of this event?
The main goal is that we want to bring young people together so that they come and know each other from various states of the country, and then so this we want to encourage them to be united and to love each other, and this because we are starting from the grassroots. We are now encouraging the young people under 17 to come and compete in these competitions. So when they go back also, they will be ambassadors of peace and their communities, and always when you bring young people, they will embrace what they've got during the competition, and then they will not forget the other colleagues from the other states or administrative area.
Right, and you speak about competition. So what are some of the activities that are going to be in this event?
Yeah, we have three sports disciplines. That is football for girls, and then volleyball for girls, and then athletics for boys and girls. Because we want to empower girls for sports. That's why we put the football only for girls and then the volleyball for girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so the boys will only be participating in the football?
No, the boys will participate in athletics.
Oh, right, so volleyball is...
Volleyball is for girls and football for girls.
Okay, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
So how do these young people, is there a registration that is going on? How do they be part of the event?
Yeah, we in the ministry, we had in October we had a state convention where whereby we brought the DGs of sport, the ministry, and the director of sports, and the coaches of these three sports disciplines for a convention, and then from there we have discussed the rules and the selection processes and this, and all of the states, they have taken the rules and the criteria of how to select the people. And also in December, we had a monitoring visit to the selected states, Yambio, Wau, and Rueng, and then Torit. So the states that select their people from there, the players, and then they send him to the ministry here. We have a task force, and then they will categorize they will select the right age, because some states they bring older girls or older boys to participate. That's why.
So, do you have a specific age bracket, and what is that age bracket?
Yeah, we have that under 17. Yeah, under 17 years.
Right.
Yeah.
So, where is this going to take place?
We are going. We have three venues. That is Bulug playing ground, and then we have Jubawan Girls Primary School, and then we have the volleyball will be played in Nimra Talata Sports Complex.
Right.
Yeah, and then most of these players now, most of the states have come. We are left with four states which will be arriving today, and all these staying and sleeping in one place in Mazoldi. And I want to take this opportunity to thank the administration of Mazoldi for allowing us to accommodate the players in the facilities.
Right, so. And with all these activities, is everything going to happen in one day or is this like a week? Because I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
Yeah, yeah, we are having this event is going to take 1 week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it will start from 28th January. Mm-hmm. And then it will end in 3rd of February.
Okay, so it's, it begins on Sunday.
It begins on Sunday.
Over the weekend.
The opening ceremony will be on Sunday.
Right, and where are you starting from? Are you starting from the Biar complex or from Nimra Talata?
We are the
where is the opening going to take place?
The opening is going to be in Bullock.
Oh, in Bullock.
In Bullock, yeah.
Okay.
Because mostly the opening there is no any competition, only speeches and and marching of the players and then procession of the players and then the next day it will start kicking off the games.
Okay.
They will be played in Tubawan and Bullock and Nimra Talata playing ground.
Yeah. Right. So is there a prize to be won?
We have cups for winners and medals for winners.
Okay, yeah. You have medals for participants.
For participants,
and the trophies for the winners.
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to be an interesting one. So on the opening, is this open to the public? Like, what do you have to tell to the people?
Yeah, it is public, and I want the people to come and watch their young boys and girls for performing sports, and then we are interacting with the spectators, those who are coming to watch the games. Yeah, and we have one day is what we call it a peace day, where we come there and engage the boys and girls in small games like a tug of war and then running with the sacks and this. Yeah, we call it a peace day when the cultural. So that we bring some singers and this to come and sing for the youth.
Right. Well, yeah. Mr. Edward, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. Just before you go, how can we support peace through sports and promote peace messages?
Yeah, you know, sports is a strong tool for making people to see. Now if we have messages so during this tournament we are going to make messages to the people through the MCs and through your radio here. Also already we have sent sports can create environment in which people can come together to work towards the same goal and show respect for others. Sports can foster social integration among different ethnic groups. That's why we always encourage sports. And I thank God we have been, we are now having a new minister. I just want to convey the greetings of the new minister and the new undersecretary to the people of South Sudan. The minister in his vision said that this year will be a sports year.
Right.
So we are going to concentrate in our ministry, we're going to concentrate mostly in sports.
Right. Mr. Edward,
yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Erin.
That's right. Mr. Edward Sati Mayogo is the Director General for the Ministry of Youth and Sports. As you've heard, next week there'll be a week-long sporting activity for the young people under 17 will be participating in volleyball and other competitions there. Don't miss out, and there'll be at the Bullock Playground on Sunday, and all roads lead to there on Sunday as they continue with the sporting activities all through next week.